So I was a regular creator on Patreon for 3 years, which, if you're familiar with my work, that is a long time for me to stick with anything, let alone a medium. I've always been very experimental. I like to test different waters. I've only very recently felt like I had a direction in art that I felt like I could go for a long time. I'm very excited to walk that path. I'm stepping very cautiously into it. But that's not what this is about. This is about Patreon, because I got a comment recently from somebody. I'm not calling anybody out. Like, I responded to that comment in text. This is more of a video about Patreon. But they said that they were disappointed when I deleted my Patreon because it was with so little warning, and I could have just deactivated or asked people to unsubscribe. But I chose to delete it, and therefore 3 years of demos that I posted, because what I posted were usually voice fragments of song ideas that I had before I had written them into bigger songs. And the other thing that I posted were basically mixes in progress if you went to a second higher level. And that was all my Patreon was for a long time. And if you subscribe to my Patreon, I did a thing where I would give you free downloads of any music I put out. So since you subscribed monthly at whatever level, I would just give you a download link. And this person was disappointed also because, like, that's download links that are gone now. If they accidentally delete it from their computer and they can't get in contact with me, they can't get that back. Well, one of the reasons I want to talk about Patreon is I want to talk about what it was like from the creator's side and the reason that it wasn't really conducive to my art and why I had to delete it and, like, just sort of my story of being a fucking content creator. Because I'm not a content creator. I mean, I create content, sure, but at my heart, and this is so gay, but I'm, like, an artist, and, like, I make art, and music's not the only art that I make. Like, I make fucking, like, paintings, and I draw cartoons, and I do, like, technical, like, video work for clients. I do all sorts of freelance things. Like, I went to college for a bachelor's of arts. I didn't stay the whole time. I didn't stay the whole 4 years. But I'm not, like, a capitalist person who always makes the best decisions as to how to successfully turn a profit on the art. That's never been my strong point. And a lot of people look at Patreon and they think, oh, this is the answer to all my problems in the world. If people pay me per creation or per month, in my case it was per month, I get to make whatever I want. And that's true. Sort of. But Patreon is a tough sell to anyone. And most people in their average everyday life, the people who have the money are basically incompatible with what Patreon is as a whole. For me, my Patreon, I started it in mid-2016. Right off the bat when I announced it, I got to about $100 a month. And it never grew from there. Literally, it only shrank. And some of the reasons it shrank were because I had to make my reward tiers lower because I didn't create enough content. And that's the difference between being a content creator and an artist. An artist, you make stuff because it is your drive, it is your want to do so. You have whatever inside of you, and you need to put it out for whatever reason. A content creator is somebody who sees a market in capitalism. There is content that needs to be created. It will generate advertiser dollars. So I am going to use my technical skills to create it, and maybe they have fun doing so. I don't know. I don't know what that's like. But I am inherently an artist. No matter how good I ever get at doing the whole art for profit thing, I really am inherently just somebody who makes stuff because I just have to, and it sucks, and I don't like it, but it's just the way that I express myself. And as part of being an artist, like, never having that drive to turn my time into money, instead turning my time into art, you know, I've had to live very, simply. Those coupons you get in the mail every Tuesday, I can tell you which ones work as dish towels and which ones don't. I have worked all sorts of side hustles, from yogurt store manager to professional dominatrix, and I'm very happy with my life and the adventures that I've gotten to have. But a lot of people seem to believe that, like, Patreon is the ultimate side hustle because it is just money for your work. It is the hustle. But for me, and what I feel like other creators have gone through this, I feel like I've seen other Patreon creators go through this, which is that if you want to grow your Patreon, you have to do Patreon as a full-time job. Your full-time job isn't your art, it is your Patreon. And how do you get people to your Patreon? Well, you have to reach them. And how do you reach people? Well, either through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, because social media is monopolized completely. And what are people going to give you? Well, I mean, every year, as things get worse when it comes to just general income inequality in every modern fucking capitalist country in the universe, well, the less and less people are want to give away their money. And the first people, like, who have to be picky are the poorer people. And people who are into arts and supporting small arts through new means that were invented in the past year, those aren't exactly the most wealthy of people. And, you know, I love the idea of a world where Patreon is this perfect system, and, like, anyone and their grandmother, you know, works the amount that they need to and makes a living wage doing something they enjoy, and they fill the rest of their life with just all sorts of pleasures and love, and they have spare money, and they give it to artists directly. I think that's an awesome world. But, like, realistically, we can't, like, call that, like, a big solution to being a freelance artist while income inequality is as rampant and disenfranchising and systemic as it is. But working on my Patreon and doing social media basically became a full-time job. And when I wasn't making content for the Patreon to get people to the Patreon, I was advertising the Patreon, because if that's where, you know, my income source was, mainly for art, and it's hard to justify, if somebody's on your Patreon and they give you money every month, it's hard to justify being like, okay, now buy this album that you just heard me make. Patreons don't grow that quickly. Sometimes when you do a specific marketing push, you can grow a Patreon quickly for, like, a month. But things don't stay in people's consciousness that often. And you get a marketing push like that every now and then. People only have so much time to think about you as an individual, as a single artist trying to make a living. People have other shit to think about, and that's just sort of the way that the cultural consciousness works, and social media amplifies it. But fucking social media is already a full-time job. If you're on social media, you are advertising yourself. You are a brand in some way. And to do that successfully, to get seen when social media is a monopoly and you are slave to the algorithm, it is a full-time job to be good at social media. And so not only did I have to do that for social media and then do it for Patreon and then keep making art to push both of these things, I had to do it very frequently to keep growing the thing, because I would only get like one or two new people a month. But a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Next thing you know, you're working constantly. You are making so much art. And that's what happened to me last year. Like, Feminology was like a rush job because my side hustle fell through and I needed to pay the rent. And the only viable way to do that was Patreon. So I started making stuff and making stuff and making stuff. I finished Feminology as quick as I could. I put out like a bunch of B-sides. I put out another LP. I put out a bunch of B-sides. And then I stopped when I started the record label because Patreon, like, just, it was exhausting. I was working so much. I think I almost got like drafted into a cult, unrelated, just when I was working so much there that I was like losing my shit. Doing that with art, like, is it's a hard bargain. I don't know, like, art is inherently tied to identity, and what is your identity when you're working so constantly and you're exhausted and you don't have any perspective on what you're doing? You know, it really took over my life, and I quit doing that last year, and I just went back to just, I didn't advertise my Patreon, and just kind of watched it go down for a few months as I continued to post demos as I was working with the record label. But just, you know, when you don't advertise something, and it's like, I was working on a label, so I had other things to push. I had to push the music I was putting out. I couldn't always be pushing the Patreon, because you can only really push one thing at a time, because that's how people's attention to different things works. And, you know, people are also always on their phones, so social media, the way that you act on social media has to be tailored to the fact that people are looking at it on their phones. So everything has to be simpler, and you can really only push one thing at a time, and it couldn't be my Patreon. So just watching it go down, and then working with the label, I had less demos that I could post, and now at this point, I've reached a point where I'm working on probably one song a month, because I really like the direction I'm moving in. I want everything to be very high quality. I want everything to be perfect. So I really only work on like one song at a time, and I spend about a month on each one. Right now I have about six songs in progress and another six songs kind of planned to work on for like the next year. And that's not enough to make Patreon happy. And if people are paying you monthly, I can't post an update every 2 months. And if you're on monthly, you can't go back to just per creation basis. For some reason, they don't let you. And a lot of Patreon's downfall is its own rules and the way that they try and fuck people over to get more money out of them and to overwork them and to keep them pushing Patreon. Because who's the real winner here is fucking Patreon. Like, they're the ones who get everything out of this. So when all was said and done, I just couldn't watch it go down, and I knew I was entering a month where I wasn't going to have anything to post. All my art-related hustles happen on a local level now, and I can't, like, it's not a monetizable post that I made a connection with somebody that I'm working to get my music out into different places, and it's not, like, it's not a monetizable thing. But a lot of the stuff that I'm doing are bigger, better career moves for myself and my music and getting them out to more people, but that's not compatible with the content creation system that is Patreon. But I rarely heard from my patrons, which was an issue that I was never able to resolve, and I really tried to. I would post updates, and I would ask questions, and I would ask people how I could tailor things to be better for their experience, and I rarely got a comment. I never got a like on any post. I would get a like on a post, like, once a month. I would get a comment, like, once a month. It was really, really sparse. And it wasn't for lack of updates, because I posted so much text. I tried to engage with people. I tried to ask them what they wanted. As for the 3 years of demos, like, if you've been following me, I feel like you should know by now that things aren't safe. And I'm trying to make it... I'm trying to circumvent the problem I've always had of getting rid of old things by making less better things. That is my new strategy that I am going to try out. So I hope you like it. But I don't know. Art is so inherently tied to identity, and those are like phone voice memos and like mixes of things that are out that are like in progress. And it's like, that's nothing. And if you wanted to save it, you should have saved it. Like, I don't get this whole internet thing. I'm not the biggest fan of the fact that, like, people have to watch me grow while I create art, and people want to keep that art forever, and I'm like, oh, I was a 19-year-old kid, I don't know anything about that. I'm not out to hold on to, like, little bits of my art, so that's up to you to archive. Like, I don't know, I'm sorry, I can't be the person to archive that religiously. And like, if you need to reach me and you want like a download or something, like if you were my Patreon for years, like, email me. Like, I have my email available in public places. Like, that's how people reach me if they need to book shows. And like, if you need something from me, you can email me. It is there, I swear. And I do look at it, and I do answer it. I'm not a content creator. I'm an artist, and it's so gay. But it's the life that I'm cursed to. And I really do, genuinely, at the end of all this, I'm not calling out that person. I'm just talking about how I felt about Patreon in general, and how I feel about, like, old demos and stuff. I do want to be more open and not so, like, distant from reach. I do want to be someone that you can reach out to about my stuff, like, wholeheartedly. And I'm hoping that working on less better material over longer periods of time will help that out, but I can't do Patreon if I'm doing that. I like this thing with the YouTube video, so if you have anything you want me to talk about, feel free to leave a comment or ask me. hit the bell, you gotta hit the bell. I don't care about the fucking bell, but hit the bell, but I don't care. But no, really, genuinely, if you want me to talk about my art or anything at all, leave a comment or something. You can always email me if you have a question about my art. And what I'm up to in life. You know, I'm very friendly. I am